Hello. Hello. Echoing. We're on. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna. Is there a way for me to call so that I can maybe be on the phone on there?
Then
You know.
it'll, yeah, you can do that.
But you have to sit over there. Okay. This is not gonna go well tonight. It's okay. It's a whole new crew. We're good. This is so funny. Okay, everybody. Welcome to Blunt Mamas. And I'm one Blunt Mama. I'm your host, Bonnie Bradshaw. And then
I'm Blunt Mama number two. I'm Trisha Travis.
We have a guest Blunt Mama. And she is.
Hey guys, I'm Brittany.
She's Brittany Page. And she's got a little one. So tonight we have had a crazy time for the second week trying to get up and running. So we are up and running. I have no clue what you're going to hear before, but we'll see.
Probably nothing.
Well, hopefully. Okay. So tonight we are going to talk about a little bit of everything, but we're going to give some shout outs first.
On your phone.
Oh, we're going to go live. We're like just a bunch of ladies here.
Yes, we are.
Here we go. We're going live on Facebook. Hey, guys, this is Blunt Mama's radio show. If you'd like to join us, call in because we would love to hear from you. Call in to 657-383-0500. And join us as we are going to be talking about a lot of different subjects. So one is politics. Hey, don't y'all hate me because we're in America. Everybody's got their right to their opinion. I respect you. I want you to respect me now, okay? So don't hate me tomorrow. And then I'll look on my Facebook page and 1,000 people will be gone. From following me. So we're going to introduce you to some people. This is Brittany. She says, don't show her. She has no makeup on. This is Trisha.
Hey, people.
Okay. We are live on Facebook. So we're going to put this up here. And maybe you can see us and we can kind of move it around a little bit. So tonight, one of the first things, who's on there?
There you go. I got a
Ashley!
Bunch of
love
hey,
you,
Ashley.
Girl. All right.
That's my daughter.
Yep, that's Trisha's daughter. Come on, girl, give us some hearts and them thumbs up. That's right. There you go. All right, so we're going to kind of share mic a little bit here tonight.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, which is going to probably make a whole lot of people hate us, is politics. And I'm, like I said, we are all free in the land of the free to express our opinions. So that's what you're going to get tonight. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. So thank you, Brittany. Okay, so
I look super white today.
I don't know who anybody is voting for. It's really none of my business, but I'm just going to give a couple of opinions, as will everybody else. Now, Brittany is the youngest one of the bunch here tonight, and she definitely has opinions. So that's one reason we are rebranding this show, Blunt Mamas. We tell it how it is.
Yes.
So,
ooh, you said it right.
I did. Because I usually say like it is, but it's how it is. All right. So I think that our country, and I really don't want to say it the way I probably am.
Right.
I'll let Brittany say it. I think our country is
going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, no, I was going to say something started with an S.
Oh, it's going to shit.
No.
Oh.
We are in a church, Brittany. No, I was going to say screwed.
Oh, well, you can say that.
Sorry. we should not. But anyway. And look, we're a bunch of crazy women in here, so you're going to get what you get. So anyway, I don't care who we get for president. It's definitely not, well, what I'm saying is, it's definitely not Reagan, and they're not going to live up to him, because I'm sorry, but whether you like him or not, I love Reagan. I think Colin Powell would make the perfect, but he won't run. Colin Powell, reconsider.
We need your help.
Yeah, we need your help. America, oh my God,
Batman, please save us.
So, I don't know. I mean, Hillary Clinton, all this stuff having to do with her and these, you know, the FBI and all that mess. If it were anybody else, they would be in federal prison, hands down. That's it. That's the way it would be. I do believe that she pays people off. That's my own personal opinion. I do believe she pays people off, and I don't think that a woman should be president just because she's a woman. I'm not going to vote for a president just because she's a woman. I'm not going to vote for one because he's a man. I'm not going to vote for one because he's black or he's Hispanic or whatever the case may be. Like I said, Colin Powell, he would be my number one choice. I think he would really whip this country into shape, and he knows our military. Now, the one thing that I think that Trump, his vice president, would be better for the country than Trump, but, you know, you can't have one without the other. So, I don't know. I don't know where our country's going to be, what, 8-9 days from now. I don't know where we're going to be 4 years from now, but I do worry. I am concerned because my husband is a pipe fitter. He works at the shipyard. He loves his job, but it just seems like anytime we get a Democrat in office, I personally worry because they wind up cutting our defense, which means these people are out of jobs, which means my livelihood, our family income is at risk. So that is one big reason why I vote Republican, plus the fact that I don't believe in abortion. That's me personally. I'm freedom of speech, but that's me personally, because I don't believe that God makes mistakes, and I don't believe no matter how early a woman gets pregnant that she has the right to kill that fetus. If you don't want to be a mom, give it up to adoption. I mean, there's plenty of parents that would love to adopt a child and be a mom. I've been a mom many times over through my own children, through foster care, and I would love to adopt again. But if you bring the child into the world, let somebody adopt it that truly wants to adopt a child, interview them, do whatever. But that's my personal opinion. That's the two biggest reasons that I vote Republican. But like I said, this time, I just don't think that I don't know what to think about our world. So, Trisha, I'm going to turn it over to you for a few minutes. But we do want to give some shout-outs. The Teen Church here in Suffolk, we give free breakfast. I'm talking full breakfast. I mean, tables full on Sunday morning, totally free, 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, 4165 Pruden Boulevard here in Suffolk, Virginia, adjacent to the Pruden Vocational Center. And anybody's welcome to come. We have a thing for a love offering. If you can give, give. If you can't, don't let that stop you. Come eat. We want everybody to be fed. The Sanctuary, we are a music venue right here in the same building. Pass it along. If you know any kids or young adults that have a band, whether it's rock or punk or pop or whatever it is, bluegrass, we are booking bands. We are every weekend. The tickets are only $5, folks. We are going up to $7, so let me correct. Tickets are only $7 a person to get in. And we have so much. Every band that's come, whether they've been on tour or locally, has said it is amazing. It is amazing that they love being here and that they want to come back and play again. So we do have something great here. We have 1,000 square feet of facility for the bands to play and people to come and enjoy themselves. So that's what I want to share with you guys. Pass the word. Our phone number here is 757-354-5958. And we're passing it on over to Tricia.
Okay. So I agree with, with the politics. And I also agree with the Republican in the voting as...
Well, her husband's in the military.
As a military wife, I can't say too much with my husband active duty, but I can say that we feel it when the Democrats are in. It is not very... Things hurt when the Democrats are in, and you can see by the reduction of troops. I mean, and this happens every time Democrats are in. I mean, that they reduce the troops. And this is nothing that's secret. This is out there. I mean,
and it leaves our country
defenseless. I mean, not defenseless, but I mean, this truly
at
cuts
risk.
Back. Yes.
At risk.
And then the things that they are more relaxed with, which I agree, the abortion, they are extremely, extremely lax with that. There was something that I had read on Facebook where Hillary Clinton is wanting to push for free abortions. And I'm like, that is... scary. Really scary.
Well, that's going to make any kid want to go out and have sex. It's easy, free abortion. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you think about years ago, marriage really meant something.
Right.
Now, a lot of the people that we counsel and things like that, it's just like, oh, well, we were in love at the time. It was hot and heavy at the time. We got married. Things are getting tough. So we've decided that we don't want to be married anymore. And if you go to Berg Legal Clinic, you can get a divorce for like $149 or $199,
mm-hmm.
uncontested, sign the papers, and you're on your way.
Right.
So why get married if, you know, you're planning on, if things get tough, go ahead and get a divorce. Now that she's going to try to make it free for abortions, then it doesn't really matter if you get pregnant or not. Just run down to the free clinic and get your abortion.
Free abortion.
And kill the baby and go on with your life.
And the thing is that there are people, women out there, that use that as a form of birth control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not like, oh, this was a mistake, a one-time mistake. You know, we're going to do this. No, there are women who are out there who mess around, they get pregnant. I'll just go down and get an abortion. Hey, that's fine. I'll go screw around. Oh, look, I'm pregnant again. Oh, go get an abortion. And, one that is that's killing a life. Each abortion that they get is killing a life. But two, the damage that they are doing to their bodies too.
True.
Is, and sometimes it's irreparable. I mean, that they cannot be, they feel that, oh, this is fine, I can do this. And then they finally settle down with somebody, they get married, and then they want to have children and realize, hey, I can't have children because I have so much scar tissue.
True.
And damage. That I can't have babies now.
There's actually somebody that I personally know and have met. I'm not saying any names because I know people that know her, but she does, like, literally this girl has had, I think, four or five abortions. Mm-hmm. And I talked to her one day and was like, why? why not just let the dude wear a condom? Why not you use a condom, spermicide, something? There's so many options out there to stop it from happening. And she was like, because birth control makes you fat. Condoms take away from the feeling. And why do that when I can just get rid of it? I ain't going to let a kid ruin my body. I want to stay looking good. And I was like, oh, so you just a hoe. Okay. you the definition of that. And she was just like, excuse me? Like, hey, I ain't never got to talk to you again. I don't care. But I have a little bit of a different viewpoint. But
yeah,
I'll let you finish yours and then I'll get into mine, because mine's a little bit different from both of you guys. And it might be my age and my genre of people that I'm around, but I do have a little bit different viewpoint.
Well, and I can say from someone who has suffered a miscarriage and who would have done anything to save that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people who have had, and who go out and just lackadaisically just go and have an abortion because it is very, it's very, it's just a convenience. So it is, that's where it just could have been, I would have done anything to have that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people who lose babies to stillborn births or to cancer or mm-hmm. to in accidents or in all different types of tragedies or, they die because, of sudden infant death syndrome. They die of these things, and they're like, what I would give to have that baby back, to have that child back. But yet there are people who are going out
and hey, Renee,
doing this.
Give us some love.
It's just, I don't know.
And see where I stand as far as abortion goes. I think to an extent it should be illegal, because from the point of conception, that child has a soul.
All right, hold up. If you want to call into the show and give us talk about a subject or whatever, I'm going to hopefully you can see that.
It is 657-383-0500. Oh yeah.
Okay, we're back to us.
To an extent, I do feel like it should be illegal. Because, yes, from the point of conception, that child has a soul. From that point, it is a child, whether it is a bunch of molecules inside of a little sack that hasn't formed into a baby. That is a soul. However, I do understand abortion in some situations.
And see, I don't.
Incest, rape, things like that. I believe in it, because I'm sorry, but if my daughter were to come to me and say, mommy, I'm pregnant, and I say, how? And she says, well, Uncle Johnny did da 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 da, and I didn't want to say anything, but now I'm scared. I have a baby, and I think it's his. I'm not going to force her to give birth to that child, because that was put on her unwillingly. That's not something that she wanted. A woman goes out here and gets raped, speaking honestly as a rape victim. If I would have gotten pregnant from being raped, I could not have stood knowing that there is a child out there that is half me, half him. And that no matter what happens, he forever lives on in that child, and that me and him are forever connected through that child.
So the innocent child.
I could not have dealt with that, and a lot of people can't. They would rather kill themselves.
To come into this world that way. So the innocent child that didn't ask to be brought into the world that way has to die to make your life easier.
It's not so much making my life easier as it is the point of it was unwilling. I didn't want it, and I didn't set out to get pregnant. And beyond that, you literally feel like you're being raped over and over every day for 9 to 10 months. Even if you decide you want to give that baby up, some women, and I know I would have, feel like you're being raped for 9 and 10 months. Every time that baby moves, it feels you know that part of him is moving in you the whole time until that baby is born. So yes, in an instant like that, I can understand. Now, most women would probably say, no, I'll give birth and give it to another family. But some people just can't deal with the actual pregnancy and knowing that part of their rapist is in them and growing in them. And to that, I understand. If my daughter were to walk up to me being a mother of a seven-year-old, if she comes to me and says, mommy, I was raped, and then 6 weeks later, mommy, I'm pregnant, I'm not going to force her to keep that baby because I understand what that would do to her.
Well, it's a hard call any mm-hmm. way you look at it. It's definitely a hard call. Just personally, I just can't imagine. That's just me. Can't imagine killing a child,
right?
Because a child didn't ask to be brought into this world, didn't ask, you know, and it's not like abortion is painless,
right,
to a fetus. So you're, it's just my opinion.
And I can't imagine what these women who, now, not every woman who gets an abortion is just this, oh, I'm just going to get an abortion.
Right.
You know, some of them really go through torture, and it tortures them after. I can't imagine the torment and mm-hmm. the suffering and anguish that they go through. And that's more of the nurse coming out in me.
Yeah.
And I don't pass judgment on them. I just don't agree.
Everybody has to do what's right for them. What
right.
they feel is right for them. I have to answer for my decisions in life. You have to answer for yours.
Right.
So I can't tell you how to live your life. I can't tell anybody else how to live their life. I can only live my life the way I see fit. That's personal to me
mm-hmm,
in
right.
every aspect.
Right. But I definitely do not agree with that decision.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's one thing that everybody has their own opinion on. And I can't look at somebody and say, you're wrong for feeling the way that you feel, because everybody has an opinion and everybody feels that their opinion is right. So it's not like I can look at somebody and be like, now for somebody to just go around like that one girl and like, oh, I'm going to go whore myself around and, oh, I'm pregnant, let's go kill this one. No, my thing is, if you go out there and you're intentionally having sex and you're going out there and you're spreading your legs and you're laying on your back and you're letting these guys crawl on you and then you get knocked up, yes, you need to have that baby, whether you keep it or not. You have to have that child. That's the way I feel. I feel you should have to have that child and give, even if you don't want to keep it, give it to a family that would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a total unwilling act, I don't know that I could force somebody to go through that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like I just, mm-hmm. I can't take that choice away from them. At that
yeah.
point, that is their choice of what they want to do. But if you're out there just hoeing around, oh, honey, you keeping that baby. One way or another,
okay.
whether you give it to another family or whatever, you need to have that baby, because that is not that baby's fault that you as a hoe.
Mm. Okay. Next subject. We are going to change the subject right now. One thing that I'm very passionate about is healthcare. And healthcare, I have seen it on every end. I've been a foster parent, everybody knows. I deal with Medicaid. I've dealt with Medicare for elderly people and handicapped people. I've seen what Trisha goes through with military insurance, and it's crazy. And this Obamacare, I, as a nurse, Trisha deals with this all the time. Every day, that's what she deals with. But, you know, if people can't afford insurance, okay, they can't afford it, it's too expensive, and they make too much for Medicaid, that should be the Obamacare's Medicaid, in my opinion. But if they can't afford insurance, they make too much, $3, $4 too much for Medicaid, then how are you going to penalize them when it comes to tax time? And you sit there and do you have what is it that you get penalized? How much is it?
I don't know what the penalty is.
$500 or something. If anybody knows, would you please send me a text message or put it up on here, or I don't know what they're doing. I have no clue. Or email me, bonniespeaks@me.com. bonniespeaks@me.com. And let me know. I think that, I think it's like $500 or something like that. If they can't afford the insurance, they make too much for Medicaid, you're going to force them to have insurance. Then if they don't have it because they're trying to feed their children, then you're going to take $500 away from their taxes, even if they get that much, which is taking food out of their mouths.
It's more than $500.
I can't remember what it is, and I want to know.
Yeah, I can't remember
I think
either.
Somebody
like
tell
1500?
Us.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
I think
it's
$1,500. Depends on the size of your family too, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I think it's $1,500
gonna
for the first person,
that.
And then a few hundred per person after that.
Yeah.
So why are you going to penalize the family even more and take food out of their mouth? I mean, a lot of people are in positions that they didn't plan on being in. It's not that they're lazy or they're a bum or whatever. It's just situations happen to put them where they are. A loss of job or whatever, and then our government has put something together to where's this money going to, actually? If you're being penalized $1,500, what are they doing with that $1,500? Where does that go?
It's paying for his vacation.
Well, I think it's more than just vacation, but let's
hear
what Trisha has to say about that.
Well, looking, and actually on Facebook, or was it Facebook? It was somewhere that I had seen they had where it was a story I had seen on Facebook. And they had where the cost of the monthly cost of different Obamacare products, insurance products, had more than doubled. So, like, what had cost $600 one month this year was going up to, like, $1,200, $1,300 a month. And I'm like, for an insurance product, that's absolutely insane. Nobody can afford to pay that for insurance. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, let me add this real quick. All right, guys. I'm reading this offline, okay? It says, your tax return will also help you determine your penalty amount. Let's see. Each year, the penalty will increase to keep pace with inflation and encourage people to buy coverage. For tax year 2016, the penalty will rise to 2.5% of your total household adjusted gross income to $695 per adult and $347.50 per child to maximum of, and I didn't see that. So how much will Obama,
click that.
We're going to click this. Let's see what else it says. Let's go down.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because these people, it's
oh my goodness, what does it say? For tax year 2016, the penalty will rise to 2.5%. Okay, $347.50 per child to a maximum of
$85. If you can't afford insurance and you make too much for Medicaid, our government is going to take money away from your table. And what about these people that are, sorry, what about the people that lost their job or whatever, and they're dependent on that tax return to be able to pay off or catch up on their bills that they're behind on, that
right.
bill collectors are not getting their money for, or that they need to move,
yeah.
and they need that for a security deposit or something, or the car broke down and that's why they lost the job, so they need that money to get a car so that they can get another job. Come on.
Yeah.
Is America just full of idiots in our politics? Or
pretty
what?
Much. Yeah. Hey, need to do a shout out real quick. Hey, Benicia. Hey, Glenn. Hey, Melissa. Hey,
good to see you. The tax year 2017 and beyond, the percentage option will remain at 2.5%, but the flat fee will be adjusted for inflation. On.
Yeah, and it's crazy because the thing is, it's ridiculous. People can't afford, and then you pay that. Now, if you're paying for the insurance, the insurance premium, you should look up the insurance and what the insurance premiums are. It's outrageous. People can't afford that. And for Medicaid in the state of Virginia, regular people cannot get Medicaid.
Nope.
The only people that can get Medicaid are the disabled, the elderly, if they are over a certain age and they're disabled, or mothers with children or pregnant mothers. Those are the only people who qualify for Medicaid.
Well, it's also income-based, but it's if you make more than $300 a month, then you don't qualify.
Right.
Anybody is going to make more than $300 a month.
Yeah.
Well, most.
But if you are able to get a job and you're able to work, chances
mm-hmm.
are that you are not going to qualify for it.
Right. And that's what they told me and my husband when we went down to go and file for it. You make more than $300 a month, so you're not going to qualify to get it. And I told them, our job does not offer insurance where we work at. We work in
right.
a restaurant. They don't offer us insurance, but we don't make enough to be able to pay for our own and be able to
right.
stay on top of the rest of our bills. So what are we supposed to do? And they said, Obamacare. I can't afford Obamacare either.
Yeah, because you would be working to pay for your insurance premiums.
Exactly.
And it is, it's crazy. It is crazy. You know, we run into it all the time, and it's just, you know, people can't afford, they can't afford insurance, and they can't afford medications, and they can't afford, you know, they have to, they're looking at stuff, and they're like, you know, I can either afford to pay for my medicine.
Right. And not eat.
Or I can buy my groceries.
All right.
So what is it?
I found it. Here we go. So you guys can hear me. In Tennessee, family of four, the premium is $584. We're going to go down to Virginia because that's where we are. And where does it say? And it's not, of course, it's not in alphabetical order.
Right here.
$800 is the premium in Virginia. Now, it goes up to, wow, Alaska. Let's see, Mississippi, you're at $1,069. Alaska, 1,131, and Wyoming, a whopping $1,237.
And you said that's what now?
This is, it says Obamacare
insurance rate. Now, is that for 2016?
I'm
that's
looking.
First, yes.
It says, here's the first look at, and this is CNN money. Here's the first look at insurance rates of 36 exchanges run by the federal government. States with few competing insurers tend to have higher rates. Premiums listed below are monthly rates for the benchmark plan and don't include federal subscribers. think it's crazy, crazy, crazy. So, and then on top of this, all right, Forbes. I'm checking on Forbes now. Obama health care plans. Let's go. Premiums. Let's just go to health care premiums for Obamacare. And it's not going to say here, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff to even be able to get to it. So we're going to just do away with Forbes right now. So my friend Trisha, husband in the military, fighting for our country, right? Fighting for our country, puts his life on the line, just like a lot of, you know, all military people do. And her daughter, kids, whatever, need a doctor's appointment. And I'm over here as their pastor, as their friend, as Ashley's second mama. And she needs to go to a doctor. And I'm like, okay, so are you going to call? And Trisha tells me that you have to wait for them to call you. And then they're going to tell you about a referral.
Yeah, need to get a referral.
And then you have to wait and you have to wait. What is this? The, you know, are we going to die like our vet, our kids? And these are the people that fight for our country. I mean, I'm really down on this healthcare stuff. It's just driving me insane. Renee, you know a lot about this. So you should chime in here. You know you can call in at 657-383-0500 and we can put you on the air.
Well, it's not, and I can say that honestly, it's not just TRICARE that you have to do referrals for. A lot of the insurance companies you have to do referrals for too. There are with the Medicare premium insurances like Optima Medicare and Humana Medicare, you have to do referrals for those also for different specialties. So definitely there are the, there are referrals that you have to get for different, and some of the different regular insurances too that you have to get referrals for. But sometimes it's just such a pain in the arse when you have to wait and you have a sick kid.
Yeah, but she was sick in pain, people. This girl was so in pain. And then she had to wait and wait and wait. She missed some school, doubled over in pain. But they had to wait for the referral, and that took how many weeks? That took a while.
That took about a week and a half, yeah.
Okay, of this girl being in pain and pain and pain, they would not want me as a military wife because I would drive them all insane if I had to drive to Richmond or wherever I had to drive to and give them you know what at the door. So that's just the mama I am. So.
Well, me and Anthony were talking actually today about the health care and the Medicaid and all of that. And the way that me and Anthony feel about it is pretty much if your job does not offer insurance, then you should be able to qualify for Medicaid. If you don't make enough to pay for your own and they do not offer you insurance, I'm sorry, I can't afford $900 to go and get an x-ray because something's wrong.
Right.
I called my gynecologist not too long ago to try to get an appointment. And she said, well, do you still have your insurance? I said, no, I have Famous. Are you trying to get birth control? No, I just need my annual checkup. And, oh, well, that's $250 to walk in the door. And then however much for the visit. And yeah. I'm like,
so God seriously? Forgive, God forgive if she has cancer or some kind of something going on, a cyst on her ovary, anything, and she can't get into the doctor because she doesn't have insurance, because she doesn't qualify for it, and she can't afford it on her own, but yet they want $200-some to walk in the door. Come on, people. This is America.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not fair to people like me and my husband because we're hardworking. When we, like right now, I'm out of a job, and I'm out of a job as to no fault of my own. It literally is all because of another person. And to no fault of my own, I'm out of a job. And my husband is working two jobs at one spot to make ends meet. And we're still having a hard time making ends meet. So how do they expect us to turn around and, oh, I can barely feed myself right now and barely be able to take care of myself. Let me go pay $600 a month for insurance. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And it's
they
really
need to
hard.
Change it.
It is hard. I know when you, I know like with the military, for dependents, you age out. Unless you're going to school full time.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Medicaid too. Once you hit 18, that's it, you're done.
Yeah. And so we try, you know, and I know Christopher, you know, he's 21, and so he's not going to school full time right now and kind of aged out. So we're trying to work with him as far, but it's, yeah, right now with seasonal work, he's getting great hours. But seasonal gets done, then it's like, well, you know.
Well, once seasonal's done, usually if they want to keep you, they'll roll you over to full-time with the straight-up company. But I don't know, they all work differently.
They didn't. Last year, they kept him, but he was part-time.
Oh, they did the part-time gig.
Yep.
Fun time. Now, I do know, like, with me and my husband, I don't know. It's just the health insurance in general is a hard subject. Because like me and my husband, we can't, I can't go to the, every time I go to the hospital, I have to fill out charity paperwork to try to get charity from somebody else for them to pay my bill for me because I can't afford to pay it.
Right.
And as far as Medicaid goes, as far as what they pay for, if my tooth is bothering me because I have a cavity, Medicaid says, oh, rip it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to pay to get, they won't pay to fix it.
It's cheaper to rip it out than it is.
Exactly. They're not going to pay to get it fixed. They're not going to pay to fix the problem like they will for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, you're an adult now. Okay, I'm an adult, but I still have medical needs, just like a child does.
Right.
And the older you get, the more medical needs you're going to wind up having.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so my tooth is messed up, so you're just going to rip the sucker out and leave me with a hole in my face because you don't want to pay.
Hey, Crystal.
Because you don't want to pay for me to get it fixed.
Yeah.
You know, Medicaid will pay for everything if you have a baby. Now, they'll pay for everything because they're literally paying for the child.
Right.
You know, but if you're disabled, they'll only pay for things that have to do with your disability and nothing else.
Yeah,
it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. They need to fix the healthcare system majorly.
All right, so our next subject we're going to touch on tonight is marijuana.
Marijuana.
Woo!
Is that
we
what that attempt was?
That was a hard attempt. I'm like, sit. Okay. Stop. Leave it alone. All right.
It's okay, you're not a pothead. We wouldn't expect you to.
No, I'm not a pothead. All right, being that I'm a pastor and I feel one way about marijuana, and I have a niece who feels a completely different way,
and
I have a daughter who feels another way, and then I have my bestest who is a nurse, and she looks at things on a medical standpoint that she looks at it another way. So me, I know. I just can't see myself walking around smoking a joint right before I get up on the podium and
that would be quite the sermon.
Oh, I probably
dear God, this is good.
I'd probably be able to fill the house up with people in the neighborhood, but you know, I wish you could see Trisha right now. I can't do the, you know, I just have my own feelings about marijuana deal. Now, I guess somebody who has cancer or something who is in extreme pain and that medical part of it would help them
Yeah.
I've seen people go through that water bottle. Okay, she's drinking water, y'all. I've seen them go through the pain and everything. That would help, then hey. Then I would have to kind of rethink my thing.
Yeah.
But as far as just people being able to get it and legalizing it and come home from work and sit down and take a toke, No.
A little Bob Marley and
Bob Marley on the radio.
I have a different viewpoint on marijuana. There are people that go above and beyond the love of marijuana to where that is all they want to do. That is all they think about. They can't even function to work a job because all they want to do is wake and bake and bed and bake and everything in between. They can't function without it. Now, do I believe it is an addictive drug? No.
It's a habit.
Exactly.
It's a habit that people enjoy. They like the way it makes them feel, just like downers and that sort of thing. They're stressed out. People that stop on the way home, get a beer or whatever, they got to have that. Rather than just relax on their own, it can become a relaxing habit, just like alcoholism and things like that.
Yes, Will. As far as that part goes, there are some people that can't just go home and relax. I am one of those people. I cannot just go home and I just got done working a 3-hour shift. Or an 8-hour shift, or even like when I was working at Kelly's. Okay, I just got done working a 16-hour shift because I worked my shift plus covered for somebody else. And now I go home, I can't just turn it off and, okay, I'm home now, time to relax, time to chill, time to go to bed. It's 2 a.m. You can ask my husband. If I don't care if I just worked 16 hours, I'm still going to be up for the next 3 to 4 hours because I'm still wired from getting off work. It takes me 3 to 4 hours to calm down, to relax. Now, if I could come home, grab me a joint, toke a little, and chill out, I guarantee you I'd be asleep in 15 minutes. I guarantee it. I do not think that anybody should just live their life by weed. But yes, I believe it should be legalized. And it, honest to God, I believe that if it is legal to go out and buy alcohol, which causes more deaths in a year than anything else because of drunk drivers, because of drunk drivers killing other people, killing themselves, or people dying from alcohol poisoning, people drinking underage, people are dying every day from cancer, which is caused by cigarettes. I'm a smoker, so I can't really downplay that one. I have been working on quitting, though. But if it's legal to smoke cigarettes and kill yourself by smoking a cigarette, and it's legal to kill yourself by drinking alcohol, then why is it the one thing that they keep finding medical things that it helps? It helps with glaucoma, it helps with cancer, it helps with pain, it helps with depression, it helps with anxiety. And there's 4 or 5 other things that it helps with that I can't remember right now. Why not legalize it so that people can use it to help? I have been on anxiety medication. I have been on depression medication. Nothing helped me. Give me a joint, I'm okay.
I think because, I'm going to play devil's advocate there, because people aren't using it just for
right
depression, anxiety, and that. People are using it, and I do beg to differ because you can get addicted to it, because I had a friend who got addicted to it, and it ruined his life.
I think it depends on the person.
But you can get physically addicted to it. You can physically get addicted to marijuana.
I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. He feels the same way. But I think, I'm not going to lie, I used to smoke weed. Weed is one thing to where I can pick it up, I can toke a little, I can put it down, and it's not going to bother me not to touch it again.
But you look at these kids, like in high school. When I was in high school,
and there was friends of ours that smoked pot. And they would go from the smart, intelligent person within a year or so, and then it would be, you could see their brain cells. I'm not trying to be funny, but you could see their brain cells dying, because within a matter of a year or two, it was that, yeah, dude, type of person. And they
went from
they
to went, surfer.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, Crystal Graham, her and I, we are distant cousins. She brought up a point.
But,
what about its use versus antidepressants? And you had brought up that with the marijuana and using it as an antidepressant. And they do use, they actually will use, not narcissism, of course, or that I know of, but they do use marijuana in states that it is legalized for medicinal uses,
right,
as antidepressants, because it is a relaxant. If I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, but
yeah, it's a relaxant. It's almost like a muscle relaxer. It helps everything to relax.
Yeah.
They use it to fight glaucoma. They use it to fight depression. Anxiety is another thing.
They use it for pain.
Bipolar is another thing that it helps with. Like I literally, a few years ago, Donnie was having really bad bipolar fits. And I literally was like, oh my God, you need some weed. And I literally went, and because he was having such bad fits, we had no insurance. I literally was like, you need to go smoke some weed. But it's not legal, so we couldn't do it.
Right.
But it's like you, there are points to where I think that people need something like that, because it, I might not be able to afford the $500, you know, doctor visit and the $600 insurance and the, you know, $50, $60 medication they want to put me on. I can afford a $5 blunt pack, you know? I mean, and it helps me just as much as the medical stuff. So.
Yeah, but another thing you need to worry about too is the stuff that you get on the streets.
True.
Are not always pure marijuana.
That's true.
They
right.
lace them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they lace them with things that can kill you.
It's just like that stuff. What is it, crack? That we were looking it up in church. Yes. We are pastoring a teen church.
Yes.
So we do talk of all kinds of things with them that they want to know, and we look up pictures and the whole nine yards, but because we want them informed of what's out there in the street and what is going to kill them.
Right.
But it was it crack that we looked up, and they put this chemical in there, and it literally eats you from the inside out, and
I
within a matter of days you die. I forget what that chemical is, but
I'll have to look it back up again.
Yeah, I'll let y'all talk and I'll look it up.
There's it's hard to say, because there's a lot of drugs that drug dealers do that to. Now I do know a friend of mine, and you know, he or she, I'm not going to specify a gender here because it's happened to a couple of people that I know. They went and they bought weed from, they didn't even buy it. They were at a party. And somebody was like, hey, why don't you come smoke this weed with me? Oh, well, I'm at a party. Sure.
There it is.
You know? And so they go and smoke this free marijuana from somebody. They pass around the joint, pass around the bowl. And, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Hang on. And all of a sudden, they started feeling hot. And they started feeling real sweaty, and they're like starting to feel closed in and real paranoid. And they're like, dude, what is wrong? And they're like, here, give them water, give them water, give them water. Why are we having to give them water? Weed doesn't do this to you. Come to find out, he had laced it with Molly and ecstasy.
Oh, wow.
It was laced with both of them. And so,
all right, so I'm going to show you guys.
They got to where he only bought from the one person that he knew he could trust, and he don't even smoke it anymore because stuff keeps getting messed
up. I'm going to show you guys what we're talking about, and I prepare yourself. If there's any little children watching with you, please get them out of the way just for a second, because I'm going to literally show you what I'm talking about, okay?
So Tricia, same with you.
Thing. If there's any little kids around, it's called the zombie drug.
I think they called it crocodile.
I'll show you in just a second.
Okay. It's known as a zombie drug, but it's crocodile.
Yeah, and it eats you from it's a drug that they put into another drug, and it eats you, literally will eat your skin and your from the inside out.
If I remember correctly, I think they put it inside almost like a heroin or something like that.
Yeah, crocodile.
And
yeah.
You don't know what's in there. So
can you do my phone?
Do your phone?
Yeah,
okay, hold on.
I can't
hold on, guys.
That far.
All right, so just to be sure that you're getting it.
You can hold it the other way. You can hold
they
it
call
straight,
it
yeah.
The zombie drug because if it starts to eat your face, you literally look like a zombie from Walking Dead.
Because it's
literally
eating
like,
your skin.
It starts off looking like a little bruise, and then it pops through.
Yeah.
And then you see muscles and bones and tendons are deteriorating.
So for my medical friends that are listening, that's pretty nasty. Well, for everyone.
And I don't think there's anything they can do to stop it, honestly.
No, because once it's in you.
That's right.
I mean,
I don't think there's anything they can do to.
No, but you figure with some of that.
To stop the effects.
With some of that, if that's your hand, I mean, you figure they pretty much would have to amputate your arm or leg or whatever would be affected. They would pretty much have to. I mean, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah. It is.
I don't need to ever relax so much that I have to take a chance. I don't know if you guys could hear me or not, but mm-hmm. I don't ever have to relax so much that I'm going to take a risk of losing my life and suffering like that and leaving my family. And, you know, we all have problems. All are going through stuff constantly.
Mm-hmm.
There's good days. There's bad days. I don't care what you do for a living, doctors, lawyers, accountants, a nurse, a teacher, a stay-at-home mom who has to handle everything. You know, we all go through good and bad days.
Yes.
But we've got to learn how to deal with it. And it's just, I've seen so many people that just, I'd rather, people that I speak with a lot, they'd rather take a drug that makes them feel good. Take a drug, make them go to sleep. Take a drug to make them more hyped up because coffee isn't enough anymore, this or that. Instead of working it out yourself, it's easy.
Yeah.
And being a foster mom, I mean, these kids aren't in foster care for no reason at all. And
I
work with them and their moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles. And I see why they got put into foster care. And how it affects the children and what these parents are going through. I mean, there's one mom, she has tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to kick the habit. But man, when she goes down hard.
Yeah.
And she's a beautiful woman. She has an education and the habit is just gotten a hold of her and she just can't kick it.
Well, drugs it's hard. They get a hold of you.
Well, that's what I told it. I don't forget who it was, whether it was Russ or Anthony or whoever, that I don't ever want to be a dick thing. I think it was you. We were talking about cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to put myself in a position that I'm addicted to anything to have to kick a habit.
Yep.
Because habits cost money, and they cost time, and they cost lives, and they cost relationships.
Yeah,
that's true. And like right now with me attempting to quit smoking and things like that, it's hard. It's very hard to kick the habit once you have it. But when you're young and you're dumb and you're partying and they're like, hey, this makes you feel like this. Oh, I'd want to feel like that. And then they take the drug. And then before they know it, they're hooked on it. And they go from spending $10 a week to $60 a day to $200 a day to their whole paycheck just to try to stay with the habit. And a lot of drugs are more addictive. That's why a lot of people like marijuana. It stays the same price. It's not, you don't crave, not most people, I'll say there are the exceptions, but most people don't crave more and more and more and more. It's like the afternoon guy. Come home, had a hard day at work, toke a little, relax, play video games, spend time with my family, whatever. But then there are those people that go overboard with it.
So is this something that you wouldn't mind your children sitting down and watching you do? Like, mommy and daddy's toking a joint, let's sit down and play video games with them while they toke a joint. I mean, is that something that would be okay for you to allow your child to sit down and see you and your husband do?
Well, it's the same thing as smoking cigarettes. I don't like my child to see me smoke a cigarette because it's a habit that I'm trying to kick. I don't want my child to pick up any habit because they picked it up from me. I don't want to be the cause and effect of my child doing something that is illegal or that could harm them. Because I know I'm a smoker. I was a smoker before I had a child.
So,
and I'm attempting, hold on.
I'm not picking.
And I'm attempting to quit.
Not as I do.
No, I'm attempting to quit the habit.
Okay.
So I don't want her to learn it from me. Marijuana is illegal at the moment. So no, I don't want her to watch mommy smoke it and be like, oh, it's okay to break the law as long as it makes me feel good. No, I don't want that. But now if they were to legalize it and my daughter turned 18, now as long as you're living in my house, you will live by my rules.
We know that one.
Yes. I used to hate that, but now I live by it. You live in my house, you live by my rules. If I say I don't want you doing it, you're not going to do it. When you turn 18 and you are adult enough to make that choice for yourself, then at that point it is your choice. I'm not going to look down on you because of you making the same choice that I did, but wait for it to be legal and wait to be of the age. Then you make the choice. I can't look down on her for making the same mistake that I did, but I can guide her through it. I can talk her away from it.
Oh, I thought, is Chris still on? Another
one? Yeah.
Hi, Chris. How's Alabama? Is it Alabama? Because that's where we want to go. We want to go see Chris.
He may not be on anymore because it shows you when they come on, but doesn't show you when they get off.
Okay.
And hi, my Chris. He just came on.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Russ.
Oh, I didn't see Russ. Yeah, Ross
right
there.
Oh. But it's just, I don't know. Like, weed, marriage, abortion, and politics are like the four worst subjects to get on anymore.
Well, right now we are really talking a lot about politics right now. And I wish, Russ, you would call, and I'd love to get your viewpoint on a couple of things. But the phone number is 657-383-0500. It'll show you in the block. You can type in whatever you want, or I can unmute you and you can speak what you got to say. Again, the phone number is 657-383-0500. 657-383-0500. Anyone that wants to call in, we would love to take your call. Friend of Trisha's, Chris, call in. We are having a time when we're talking about what?
Yes, Chris.
I have no
just
idea.
Tell your mother your view on marijuana.
No, yeah. I was talking about the other Chris. But yeah, Chris, Travis, you can call in too. But no,
yes,
right now we're back to politics. So we're going to probably close the show out tonight talking about politics. I don't know what our country is going to be doing 4 years from now, a year from now. Who's going to be sitting in the Oval Office?
2 weeks from now.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now. January 2017. But all we can do is pray for our leaders, pray that our country will take a turn.
I mean, we put ourselves in the position that we're in. I can't believe that we put a woman in a position that has so many legal issues right now before they're even settled, before she's declared innocent of all charges, that we put her in a position to where she can run for president and she could likely be our next president of the United States. I don't get it. And then we have Donald Trump, who really needs some kind of filter on his mouth. Monica, love you, girl. We got the Skype. Call me tomorrow. or tell me what you want to say and if you got something for the show, because she's in another country.
Oh,
Monica.
Wow.
This is Monica, my friend. Argentina.
Okay. Oh, so. And Pam.
Hi, Pam. Awesome. So here we are with her, and my chair is squeaking.
I hear it.
Yeah. Y'all probably do too.
Sure, it's your chair.
And then Donald Trump, he needs a filter. I think the vice president will tame him down some if he allows it. Because the thing about Donald Trump, he's patting himself on the back, He believes in lifting himself up before he lifts anybody else up, if he ever does. I believe he has a business mind, yes. I believe financially he could help our country. Yes, he is for the military, which thank God, because he's going to keep my husband working.
And mine.
yep, and, yeah, yours.
And yours.
And I keep our country safe, I hope. I don't know what's going to happen, but we Americans put these people in this position to be able to run for president of the United States. I cannot believe that we did it, but we did. And now we have to choose the better of the two evils. And it's just whatever mine is. I'm a Republican, and I've given you my reasons for being a Republican. And Democrats, I don't know. There's not a whole lot I can say anymore because we have been talking this to death. So, again, phone number 657-383-0500. Or if you're watching by Facebook Live, and we'll be able to reply back. But, yeah, our country, I'm scared.
Yeah, I am too.
You know, I have faith in God, and I know he's going to work it all out to his glory. And so that's all that really matters.
Right.
And
right.
I know where I'm going when I die, whether it's a minute from now or 50 years from now. But just what we're going to have to live with and from whoever is in our Oval Office concerns me as a citizen.
My few points on this is, I agree. Trump has a business mindset, and if anybody can pull us out of debt, it's going to be him. I honestly feel like the only reason he got elected is because he's famous. Oh, we need to have a celebrity in the Oval Office. Okay, sure. What's he going to do for us?
Well, now President Reagan was an actor, and he was famous, as you put it, and he was the best president. I don't care what anybody says. Move your hand. I don't care what anybody says. President Reagan was the best president that we have ever had. That was a kid of mine.
I can agree, because you're not the first person that I've heard say that about Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And I do know that he was an actor. Fine. But actors back then versus celebrities now, totally different.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Totally different people. And.
Hey, Stephanie.
I mean, come on now. He's famous for singing "You're Fired." You get what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. And his wife was a Playboy bunny. Let's put a Playboy Bunny in the White House.
As
why
the first
not?
Lady, yes.
Why not?
We live in America.
I mean, it's, well, I'm sorry. We might be in a church.
And
but,
where's her
what's
platform going to be?
We may be in a church, but why not? We already have certain things happening under the table every so often, apparently. So why not add some more? Maybe we can videotape these. She's used to that. Sorry. That just kind of.
Guys, I'll have to fill me in later on this one.
Okay. We
Bill
do
Clinton.
Try to have
oh,
different viewpoints.
That
so
one.
You've got a pastor here.
Yeah. No.
She's a Playboy.
You've got a nurse
being recorded.
Oh, looks at medical things.
God.
And
so
then
right.
You've got a young young well, lady here who has her own viewpoint.
Yeah, a little bit. But my thing with the whole Hillary thing. Look at Snowden. Look what happened to him.
Oh yeah,
Snowden. Oh my God, he gave away a few secrets, and we're gonna kill him. Oh, my God, we're going to chase him down all the way to Russia, and we're going to arrest him. We're going to put him in jail. We're going to make him pay.
Really?
Treason and blah,
did
blah, blah.
Did we not know, for real, did we not know that the government, the FBI, and all them are listening into our phone calls? I did. What happened to America? I mean, just because he comes out and says it.
That's my thing. He gave away a secret that pretty much everybody already knew about. And they want to lock him up and throw away the key and never see him again. Hope he starves to death in jail. Awesome. Hillary does it. Let's let her lead the country. We're going to put her in charge of everything. We're going to let her give away all of our secrets. She and Obama helped to start ISIS. They gave them the weapons. They gave them the money. And now they're coming after us. Now they're coming after us. And it's like... Oh, no.
Your mom wants proof.
Because they started off as a... ISIS didn't start off as a terrorist group. They started off as a group that was supposedly going to help in the fight against terror. So Hillary and Obama got together and thought it was a grand idea to help give them weapons. And they have audio and video proof and photographic proof of them giving all this stuff to ISIS leaders. And then 6 months to a year later, here they come showing up again as ISIS, and now they're bombing us. Good job. You just made us an enemy by trying to help the wrong people. We got enough people here in America that need help. We got enough people here in America that can't afford a they have no leg to stand on. They have no insurance. We've got a bunch of kids that are homeless and going in and out of foster care because their parents don't know how to take care of them. But you're more worried about getting weapons across sea to people who have no business having our weapons. Wake the hell up and help the people here on our own soil before you worry about sticking your nose in somebody else's business.
Woo! Trisha, your turn.
I don't think I can follow that. Well, mine's not going to be as boisterous.
I'm blunt.
Yes, you are. Well, I think I can't believe that we do have somebody running. Yeah, I think we're screwed either way, truthfully. I really do. I think we're screwed. Trump, he is a good businessman.
He can help us financially, but what else is he going to do? Who's he going to piss off next week with his mouth? And who's going to be the next one to bomb us?
He speaks before he thinks. He opens his mouth and out it comes. And then it's like, seriously,
mm-hmm.
Why'd you say that? And people, he's easy to get riled up. He's easy to get irritated. And you can tell just
he's
in
worse
the
than
debate.
A woman on PMS.
I know. And you can tell in the debate, because in the debate, he's sitting there and she says something and then he's, no. Oh, no. It's like, stop. Just shut up. Let her, just stop because you're looking stupid. You're just looking stupid. Shut up. But
it sounds like he's trying to snort a line before
I
say.
I know. My gosh, it's like, stop with the snorting.
I'm sorry, but I love to watch him because it's like, back in the day.
I know.
I said, like, would you just do a line? I mean, what the heck are you doing?
But then, you know.
Maybe he has a deviated stuff. Give him a break.
Okay, but.
And maybe he has a habit behind stage. I mean, we don't know.
But he doesn't think. He just blurts it out. And then it's like, okay. Yeah. So I think he has a lot of good ideas. Being the United States president, I don't feel is the right spot for him, but I do feel he has a lot of awesome ideas. Clinton? Oh, heck no. I don't think she's a good fit. No, because she does not respect our military, and it's very evident, very evident.
Not only that, but look at what her, look at what a fiasco her husband was. He was a good president.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, I'll give him that. He was an okay president, but I mean, getting a little action under the Oval Office table and that little scandal that was going on. And then on top of that, now you're going to put your wife in charge and he's going to be behind her.
Well,
as
he's not putting her in charge. Americans are.
No, America, that's what I'm saying. We're putting her back in charge, which is really going to be putting him back in charge because he's going to be behind her telling her and advising her on what she should do.
Oh, I don't think
he advises her.
I think she's worn the pants
in that family since he was president of the United States.
Because
Hillary Clinton told him what to do.
Because he couldn't keep his pants up. So I think she
was about to say somebody had to because he daggone sure won't doing it.
Sorry, but yeah. So
I didn't say that, y'all.
Yeah. But we know you thought it. But no, I just, you know, as soon as the whole Benghazi thing came out and her trying to lay blame on other people, and that was her responsibility, yes, to answer the phone. What woman doesn't answer a phone? Really? Come on now.
I'm sitting by two of them. I'm just saying.
I answer my phone all the time. Thank you very much. But that was four soldiers. That was four Americans that were killed. And the military, supporting the military is near and dear to me. And you don't do it, you disrespect the military, you've lost my vote. And you've lost my respect. So to put her in, yeah, she may have some good ideas, but I don't agree with her whatsoever. And I don't respect her.
We have to protect our country.
We do.
That is, we used to be a very respected country, and I don't believe from everything that I've heard and witnessed and read and CNN and all that we are very respected anymore.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, but we have to have a way to protect our country and our people, and that is our military. And if we cut costs in our military, then and we don't take care of our soldiers, they won't want to stay in the military. A lot of them pull their first term, that's it, they're out.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a strong military, then we're going to be hurting. And we're going to be at risk of anything to happen from anybody all over the world.
Right, right.
I mean, we need to be strong. We need to have good, strong, level-headed people in our military to help us and to be trained and to defend everyone here.
Yeah.
Just like every other country wants, you know, their people to defend them, we need a strong military. And I firmly believe, personally, with Hillary Clinton in the White House, she's going to cut military costs like all the Democrats do, and my husband's going to be out of a job, which means we're going to lose our home or whatever, because we, you know, Americans have so much money in their savings account. And I mean, my husband loves his job. I'm going to tell you that. My husband loves his job. He works in a shipyard, and he's a pipe fitter, and he has hung in there. He has gone through just all kinds of stuff with it. It just seems like anything big that happens, layoffs and all that, it's always one of Democrats in office.
Yep.
And we, last year, there was a cutback where they were cutting finances and things like that in the shipyard. My husband was a supervisor. He was not supposed to get cut,
but because somebody made a deal with somebody else, the guy that was supposed to get cut didn't, and they let Glenn go. Thank God, but they brought him back. They brought him back as an hourly instead of his supervisor role, and he's been working as an hourly ever since, and now they seem to be dangling this carrot, you know, in front of him as far as the supervisor again, and I just looked at him, and I said, Glenn, do you really want to do that again? I mean, if you do, I support you 100%, but if we wind up with a Democrat in office, that definitely will not be a good thing because, you know, if you're hourly, you're in the union, and that kind of saves your back on a lot of things. But if you're a supervisor, then you can't be in the union.
Oh,
and that's
and you're...
where, yeah, anytime they want to.
Yeah. Wow. Well, why don't you read what you found?
Because I want you to read it.
I don't want to read it. Why don't you read it?
I'll read it.
Okay. Why doesn't Brittany read it?
Well, if Brittany wants to read it, I'm trying to tighten this microphone up here because it's all over the place.
Oh, and I just wanted to say hi to Christina.
Hey. All right. So back
Christina,
to the subject I was talking about.
No, friend from back home.
Hi, friend from back home. The Political Insider. ISIS leader admits we were funded by the Obama administration. So, I mean, it's right here in black and white, people.
Where are you?
So right there at the top of the video.
Oh, I'm talking about all this. If America had a real, it says here, if America had a real leader, the Islamic State, ISIS, would already be wiped off the map. And this is in the Political Insider. So obviously, I mean, we've watched him. We do not have a real leader, not leading this country. It says, it goes on to say a lot about our military. The American military is opposed to what ISIS is up to, but hasn't been able to stop the funding that is flowing through America. Come on. America, we're funding ISIS for real?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not stopping it? Come on. Do we not care about our people? I do. Let's see. Told the Pakistani government that America paid $600 per terrorist recruit if they joined the fight in Syria against the West. Now, I'm just reading to you what the Political Insider says, okay? So you can look that up on the internet, the Political Insider.
But see, the thing is they... ISIS itself, okay, they were not known as ISIS in the beginning. They were recruited to help us in the fight overseas. And then they decided, let's take them on. And they were still funding them at the time when they turned against us. We need to do a little bit more research. Do you really think that just because you fund a terrorist group to make them better, that they're not going to become a terrorist against you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to be their number one target. When they feel like they're big and bad enough, oh, my God. They're going to come straight for you to try to take you out so they can become the best.
True. I agree with that. Look, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to give a couple more shout-outs. We're going to take it down about 10 levels next week. We're going to have a special guest. And... So join us again next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m., and be looking out on our Facebook page. You can check it out on facebook.com/BonnieSBradshaw, and we will be having the flyers and things up of our guests next week. Want to give a shout-out to Bobby and Sam on their beautiful son. I believe he's a year old now.
Yeah, he turned a year old the day before Halloween, I think
he's
it was.
Awesome.
I think
he's
so.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I think so.
And a shout out to Monica from Argentina. She's watching. Love you. And
hey, Monica.
I'm tired of sleep.
Brittany's yawning. All right, you know, these young people, they can't hold up with us. So.
Yes, I know.
All right, so also I want to give a shout out to my son, Anthony. He is going to school for audio engineering, and he's amazing. He's got his own studio. He works in the studio, but Mr. Rodriguez, his daughter, she owns Celestial Images Photography. And you can reach her at 757-282-3024 or tiffany.celestialimages@gmail.com. She does some phenomenal work. She was our photographer for our ladies conference, and we have wonderful pictures from her.
Yeah.
And so we're using her again. Prices are right. The work is awesome. So we just want to tell you, each one of us can take just a little something that you want to leave our audience with tonight. But tonight, I want to tell you that I love you guys, that I pray for you always, and I pray that the Lord blesses you for another week, and then I will see you live right here again next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And again, Bonnie is facebook.com, Bonnie S. Bradshaw. And just keep checking out our page, and you'll know who the special guest will be. And you can also go to facebook.com/Trisha.
Glad you know that.
Brittany?
Oh, no, she can go next. We'll let Trisha go. I'll be last.
I just hope that everyone has a wonderful week. And when things are looking down and grim, just remember that God is with you, and that, you know, He can always, always make your day better. And that nothing is ever, ever, ever beyond His reach.
Pretty much what I want to leave everybody with is, it's your life. Honestly, it's your life. Nobody's going to make anything happen for you. You need to get off your tail, get out there, and make it happen. Stop whining about, oh, is me, woe is me. Nothing ever happens to me. Nothing ever happens for me. It's always bad. Did you ever think that it's because you haven't gotten up to try to change it? Nothing will happen unless you get up and change it. You have to make it happen for yourself. And until you change your mindset, it's not going to happen. Jim Carrey used to visualize.
10 seconds.
And so that's what you need to do. Visualize it and then make it happen. Have a good one, people.
God bless you.
God bless you. Have a
Bye.
Great day. Bye.
Yeah, just hit finish. Oh, my God. They make me sweat. And then...